Blackstone Audio presents
We the Living by Ayn Rand. Foreword. I had not reread this novel as a whole since the time of its first publication in 1936, until a few months ago. I had not expected to be as proud of it as I am. Too many writers declare that they never succeed in expressing fully what they wish to express, and that their work is only some sort of approximation. It is a viewpoint for which I have never had any sympathy, and which I consider excusable only when it is voiced by beginners, since no one is born with any kind of talent, and therefore every skill has to be acquired. Writers are made, not born. To be exact, writers are self-made. It was mainly in regard to We the Living, my first novel, and progressively less in regard to my work preceding The Fountainhead, that I had felt that my means were inadequate to my purpose, and that I had not said what I wanted to say as well as I wished. Now I am startled to discover how well I did say it. We the Living is not a novel about Soviet Russia. It is a novel about man against the state. Its basic theme is the sanctity of human life, using the word sanctity not in a mystical sense, but in the sense of supreme value. The essence of my theme is contained in the words of Irina, a minor character of the story, a young girl who is sentenced to imprisonment in Siberia and knows that she will never return. There's something I would like to understand, and I don't think anyone can explain it. There's your life. You begin it, feeling that it's something so precious and rare, so beautiful that it's like a sacred treasure. Now it's over, and it doesn't make any difference to anyone. And it isn't that they are indifferent. It's just that they don't know. They don't know.